The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Talking earlier, 55 years ago, the Beatles first landed in the United States today. 55 years ago today, thank you for that call so much. Listening to John Lennon when I was in 8th grade, 7th grade, whatever it was when they came over was great. I didn't even know the Isley Brothers did it originally. And that's what I'm saying. You would go back and you'd kind of look into, well, where did these songs come from originally? It was from the American black artists, you know, usually from the Deep South running through Chicago, the Isley Brothers, which actually stayed in New Jersey. And then the Beatles would just do a lot of those songs and were great back in the day. But you know me, the Beatles were great. And again, we got to get James Rosen, by the way, on the show, Frankie Fibros. I know he's at Sinclair now, and I know he's due to join us on the program. But he's probably, James Rosen, one of the great journalists out there with Sinclair, he's probably the biggest Beatle fan, right?
Frankie Fibros. He knows more about the Beatles than Ringo Starr does.
But I was never – you guys are young. You guys are too young. I love the Beatles, appreciate the Beatles. My sister Carol idolized the Beatles when they came out. I liked the Dave Clark Five because I'm a hippie. Yeah. But then I liked the Animals. It was Eric Burden, man. I remember those days. Al, you going to eat your A-cups on the air? We do? Before we do anything else, we'll get into the news. This is the knuckleheads, the three knuckleheads. Wait, this is us. This is us in the morning. As we're talking over the show.
Good morning, Joe. How you doing?
It's like...
That coffee's good. You want me to eat my apple?
So this is... We're like an old married couple. I go, why don't you sip that water a little closer? Sip
nice
your coffee
Fuji.
A little closer into the microphone.
Fuji apple.
Then I hear... Then I'm talking to Frank, and we're talking on the microphone to get all the sound, and I'm going... And I'm hearing this.
I hear this a lot. Frank, do you hear this a lot? Yeah, I took a loop of your How's that? That's not distracting at all.
You're the best thing. I'm gonna have a coronary here. Boom. You're gonna just hear this out of my mouth. What happened? Oh, Joe went down.
That's
all right. I like to. We're off the air. If you're hearing a commercial, and Lord knows we have enough of them on the program, ladies and gentlemen. So I always like to irritate Al because it's so easily to irritate.
No, you know why?
I'm a little brat.
No.
I'm a little brat.
Here's why it irritates me.
I do that sound just to irritate.
I know. But here's why it irritates. Right. Here's why it irritates me, because I usually have my headphones in.
Yeah.
And
know,
you
I
do
know.
It so loud. And it just blasts me. It's like, you know what that's like? I mean, really?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We have Mike Gallagher around to take over.
Can
we bring him in early. Oh, Albert, I love you, man. You make me laugh. It's so funny. It's so great. What? And I know, and Frank, you know, Frank goes, oh, Mr. News, Mr. Genius, Mr. Google, Mr. Frank Verano. He lives to irritate Al Cattullo.
He really does.
It's great, though.
Frank, you know, see, what Frank does, which is great, is that Frank will take something that you said yesterday and then kind of like drop it in at some point and just really flip the script on everything. That's He's very good at that.
So it was like Vito Fisella's coming in, and then Kevin McCullough's coming in. Kevin's on at 5 o'clock. And then Frank goes, well, Kevin's going to be in blackface when he comes into the studio. Fake news.
No.
Just kidding. Everybody relax, please.
The other thing with Frank, just to needle Frank a little bit more, the other thing with Frank is when you talk to Frank, you almost have to say, this is not for air.
That's true.
And then say what it is so that Frank knows.
That's true.
But not to say anyway. Oh, Murano, he don't like care. He's going to say it.
No. If people did say before you make your comment, don't say this on the radio, then I don't. Yeah. That's a lesson my fiancé has learned the hard way.
Ah, ha, ha. That's so funny. So, and we're talking about, and we don't mean to make light of it, but Virginia, what's happening in Virginia, we've been talking about this. You couldn't make this up. You could not make this up. If you sat down around the table at Saturday Night Live and you would come up and you do like a read through and you come, well, that we're going to come to a governor of Virginia and he's gonna have a, not only be in blackface, but have someone next to him in a Ku Klux Klan outfit and then say, okay, and then the lieutenant governor is going to have sexual allegations and then the attorney general is going to out of nowhere admit, well, you know, I wore blackface, and then the guy that could replace
is a Republican
who won by a coin toss. Where are they going down there?
But the thing that, if you're the attorney general, right, clearly you knew that you wore blackface.
Right.
Why would you ever call on the governor to resign?
Why would you ever wear blackface?
I want to know the people who graduated in that class are now going back to the yearbook going, oh, that was really funny. Boy, what a good time that was.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Speaker and Cox, then, they're digging up his preschool yearbook right now as we speak to make sure some of the finger paint that he was using wasn't too dark.
It's such a, you know.
Bob Ross, if he were alive right now, would be appalled.
Yeah. But the thing is, and please don't lose sight of this, it's 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, we're just riffing, you can't make it up, you just plain can't make it up, and I see the phone calls, and I'll go to those in a second, please, 877-970-2999, and not to forget the great Alan Alda on the program in the 9 o'clock hour, Vito Fisella will join us as well, and Kevin McCullough, and Alan coming, Mr. Alda coming up at 9 o'clock. The fact that the governor allowed and used the word, we will comfort the baby before we decide whether to kill the baby after it is born, should be the end of this guy's career forever. That should have ended it right there. But in this day and age, you can say that. And matter of fact, when the president, and I thought that was a searing, vital, such a moving moment when he said, look, what's happening in New York, and not to get heavy on you here in the morning, but what's happening in New York, what happened in Virginia with what the governor said right there. And then, by the way, and you noticed, some people, no names mentioned, didn't stand up when they mentioned we'd like to try to at least not kill the baby after they're born. They didn't even stand up. Like, they don't care. They didn't stand up for when the president mentioned childhood cancer. They didn't stand up then. It was ridiculous. But then when you what everybody's upset about is that this governor went after, he wore like blackface, he did a Ku Klux Klan outfit, and they're more upset about that, about the baby. Where the heck are we? And where is the Democratic Party? And also, the sexual allegations against the lieutenant governor, my goodness gracious, there is such a double standard, because look what happened during Kavanaugh. You know, any sexual allegation should be thoroughly investigated. Remember that? As a matter of fact, Sheriff David Clark, our buddy, tweeted something out yesterday talking about the lieutenant governor of Virginia, Fairfax, right, Frankie? Is that his name?
Correct,
this guy?
Yeah.
He has a tiger by the tail now. This is Sheriff Clark talking. I'll put myself in the shoes of liberals at the time of the Justice Kavanaugh hearing, and he's right. And he put this in caps. Every victim of sex assault needs to be believed, all right? And then the sheriff went on to say, chickens coming home to roost now, Mr. Fairfax. Turnabout is fair play. And it's right. Why aren't they going after him? But the double standard, the hypocrisy is just
too much to take.
Well,
Frankie
now Fibro. At least one member, one Democrat member of the Virginia congressional delegation, has come out and said that she believes this accuser here. So you are seeing some people treat and again
stepping up a little bit.
Yeah, this woman hired the same law firm that Christine Blasey Ford did. I find the timing very suspect. I read her statement, and you know, I don't want to diminish it in any way, but I think that if you listen to what she's alleging compared to, you know, what a lot of women who have the courage, and I know it's a difficult thing, to come forward after they're sexually assaulted have said, there's so much about this incident. And again, this is the danger of reporting incidents 15 years after they happen. There's so much about this incident that's open to interpretation. There's so much about this incident is very questionable.
I'm just saying, Frank, I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's just the double standard is crazy. And then I just wanted to read this from Kaylee McEnany, who's the spokesperson for the RNC, a longtime friend here on the show. Kaylee, great gal. As she said, she posted that Elizabeth Warren, where, she put something in when she applied for, what was she applying for, a job or something in Texas?
Well, she was applying to the state bar in Texas.
And she, her ethnicity was Frankie Fiburo's?
American Indian.
She puts that down. And then so Kaylee posts that, like, look, now is there a double standard, because God forbid if a conservative did that. And Kaylee said, I've been warned by Instagram. Listen to this, Albert, and cannot operate my account because I posted an image of Elizabeth Warren's Bar of Texas registration via the Washington Post. And she was warned that she is harassing, bullying, and blackmailing, yet Louis Farrakhan could do whatever the heck he wants online. There's a double standard here. And we try to, again, we're having fun and you get silly in the morning, but you gotta be vigilant about this.
Well, you're absolutely right, especially when it comes to race. You can absolutely get away with a lot more as a Democrat than a Republican. Remember, Joe, not long ago, we saw two things going on that perfectly illustrated this, and it's illustrative of what's happening with Governor Northam, right? In West Virginia, they had Robert Byrd representing them for years. He was the majority leader of the Democratic Party. He was a member of the Ku Klux Klan. I think he was, and he actually had a title. I think it was Grand Kleagle or something of the Ku Klux Klan. And yet, Democrats in the Senate, they selected him as their leader for years. He was president pro tem for years. And then he also went on national television and used the N-word. He called he said, you can have a white N-word, okay? But there were no calls from some of these very elected officials in Virginia for him to resign. Then you compare that to what happened with Trent Lott in 2002. Now, what did Trent Lott do? He went to Strom Thurmond's 100th birthday party, and he basically said, he was trying to make a 100-year-old guy feel good by saying, when Strom Thurmond ran for president, we voted for him. We're proud of that. And if the rest of the country had followed our lead, we wouldn't have had all these problems over all these years. He was driven out of his leadership post over that, right? Yeah, I'm not one of these guys that sees left-leaning conspiracies everywhere, but it's absolutely clear that if you look at what's happening with Northam, you look what happened with Trent Lott, and if you look at what happened with Robert Byrd, as you mentioned, with Elizabeth Warren and Kaylee McEnany, there is absolutely a double standard when it comes to race.
Hey, Frankie Fiburo. Let me go to Al in Brooklyn. Good morning, Al. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say, if you remember Eddie Murphy playing a white guy, a Jewish fella, he played the prince coming from Africa looking for, right? Yep, also, the Wayans brothers. How come they're not making any problems with them? I mean, they play the white chicks going to college. And if you go way back, it's Al Jolson also. So what's the big deal?
Yeah, well, maybe we're too sensitive, Al. You may be right. By the way, there was a sketch that Andy Breckman wrote on Saturday Night Live that was hysterical. And to Al's point, it was Eddie played a white like me. Remember the book Black Like Me? And Eddie did White Like Me. And it was funny. And you know what? Your point's well taken. You could dress up like a white guy, but you can't do a black guy. Maybe we're being too sensitive and just overthinking this. Let me go to Bob in the Bronx. Good morning, Bob. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joe. He kind of stole some of my thunder there. It's about, this blackface thing. There definitely is a double standard with this racism. You got to explain to me, clarify, what is racism, really? I mean, if I dressed up like Richard Pryor and went to a party and mimicked Richard Pryor, I'm a racist? You've seen some of Richard Pryor's comedies, stints that he did? he goofed on white guys all the time, the way they walked, the way they did this, the way they did that.
Also,
I mean, it's a double standard, Joe. I mean, if a guy went to a party and dressed up like Wayne Newton and went and sang Donka Shane, nothing would happen. He's funny. Look at the Rat Pack. I mean, what they didn't do to Sammy Davis Jr., they weren't racist. He was their friend. He took it. It wasn't a big deal.
It's
so sensitive today, Joe. I mean, you can't do anything. I'm around a lot of young people here. They use that N-word like unbelievable.
Well,
I'm
you know what?
White guy. If I said that, I'm a racist. Yeah, I mean, how the heck does that work?
I know,
I mean,
Bob.
Lee Nielsen, he mentioned something about being, you know, a black man. He was frustrated. You know, I watched this identification ID many times. I said to the TV, I said, "You black bastard, how could you do that to somebody? You white mother." That doesn't mean I'm a racist. I'm a racist, Joe.
All right. Thank you, Bob. You know what? You got to be sensitive, though, and don't lose sight. And again, like I said, what Reggie Jackson said to me and what people say you say back and forth to each other like that. But the thing that you have to understand, and please don't ever forget, what the black history of the United States of America. And we can't understand it. You can never understand it. If you're not a person of color, I got to tell you right now, you're not going to understand it. I've done so much work in the inner cities of the United States, particularly in New Jersey. And I see when you're a person of color, you just can't. And then, you know what? And then I speak to you because you're the friend listening. And please don't be offended on some of the calls that come in. But when I was with Eddie and I went into the neighborhood with Eddie, and then I understood so much of the black community through the great Eddie Murphy. And I always appreciate that. That was a privilege for me to see and understand the black community through my friend Eddie Murphy like that. You don't understand unless you're a person of color. So I think you have to give that benefit of the doubt. You know what is inexcusable. That I have to tell you is when I see young black men using the N-word when I'm driving in the car and I'm driving the kids around, and then they say there's a song that comes on with the N-word flying inside out and backwards, man, and I turn it off. I do not allow that in my car, you know. But what is that teaching the kids? And to your point, calling, why are you allowed to do that? And why can you use the N-word in graphic recordings like that? Let me go to Rob. Rob, good morning. What's on your mind this morning?
Love you guys. Such a funny and great show. And Debbie, you too, by the way. That includes you.
There you go. There you go, man. What's on your mind, Rob? Thanks for calling.
Two things. One's pretty stupid and funny, but every time I hear you plug the Adubadu show, I think of Mr. Acabano every time. I don't know.
Thank you, Mr. Acabano from Wise Guys. Thank you, Mr. Adubato. Thank you, Mr. Steve Adubato. Hey, thanks for calling, man. It's 8:21 right now. You know, hold the calls because we have time to go to the calls. 877-970-2999. But everybody's got to relax. Everybody's got to settle down. You put aside the divide. Everybody's getting crazy, you know? And I thought the president's State of the Union was, for all intents and purposes, it brought everybody together. It really was a great speech. And again, you still got people trying to destroy that. And when the president's trying to at least offer an olive branch, Debbie Duhaime, you know, you can't win. It's crazy. It's politics in 2019, right?
Mm-hmm. And by the way, go ahead.
You
guys were mentioning like having the experience of being an African American. My friend Rodney once was just walking to his car, like maybe it was at a shopping center, and a woman all of a sudden just turned around and screamed. And he said, "Can a black man walk to his car in America?"
You know,
you don't realize that he was just walking to his car.
I know.
You know, it's really sad.
You can't understand it, and I don't mean to be pandering, you know, or patronizing, but you can't understand. It's easy for us to say, you know. But not that the Italian-Americans, the Jewish-Americans, and every other ethnicity that came into the country went through the same thing, Latino-Americans as well. Mm-hmm. And it's inexcusable in any way. But you know what? The point is not to get too sensitive, and can you joke about it? 877-970-2999. Debbie's out there looking out for you, 823 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, I see volume on the Garden State Parkway south at 159. It's an accident on that ramp getting in towards Saddlebrook. Watch for slowdowns inbound GWB of 15 minutes. Lincoln Tunnel, that's still about 30 minutes in. Holland, about 40. It's a tough ride this morning as you head to the eastbound belt into Bay 8th Street with an accident there. West Side Highway south getting down toward the area of the 50. Stop and go down by 12th Street. It's an accident as well. Still seeing some stop-and-go traffic as you head to the Verrazano Bridge. The problem is a disabled vehicle on the upper level. Sponsored by Hallmark, Valentine's Day is Thursday, February 14th. Create a moment for the one you love with new Hallmark Paper Wonder Cards, the incredibly detailed pop-up cards that let them know how much you care. Find Hallmark Paper Wonder Cards today wherever Hallmark cards are sold. Partly cloudy today, high of 47. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. 8:24. All right, I'm going to give you to 8:30. Look at me, Mr. Generosity over here. How are you, Mr. Generosity? First five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. If you call Route 22 Toyota, it's 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. You will check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. Now, all European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949 by 8:30, I'm telling you what, first five callers, next 5 minutes, a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter. And then you'll see Alex Kinsella over there. Alex is the general manager. He can give you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Now Alex wants you to experience the smart way to service. And you know what's great about Route 22 Toyota? I love Iggy. Iggy is a dear friend, right? And Chester, Carmelo. This is a great family, Route 22 Toyota. You don't got to deal with dummies when you go over there. It's like a family when you go into the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. And now this, they offer you this. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you got to 8:30. It's 8:25 right now. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter if you call 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, it's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce, and no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
The Seton Hall Pirates are coming off a split of a pair of two-point Big East games last week. The Hall edged Providence at the Prudential Center on Wednesday before falling in Indianapolis to Butler on Saturday. The Pirates rallied from a 17-point deficit with under 7 minutes remaining to tie the game against the Bulldogs, but ultimately fell late. Junior guard Miles Powell led Seton Hall in scoring in both games, including a game-high 31 points in Seton Hall's win over Providence. There's only one contest on the schedule this week for Seton Hall. The Pirates will return to the friendly confines of the Prudential Center on Saturday for a game against Creighton. Tip time is scheduled for 8 o'clock p.m. Tickets for the game are available at Ticketmaster.com. The game will be televised on CBS Sports Network. And, of course, you can hear all of the action on the radio with Gary Cohn and Dave Popkin on the call on your home for Seton Hall men's basketball, AM 970, The Answer. With the Seton Hall Minute, I'm Matt Sweeney.
Thank you, Matt. Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 8:27 right now. I see the phone calls. We are going to them momentarily at 877-970-2999. I want to tell you about Balance in Nature. Balance in Nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. You have got to try Balance of Nature from Dr. Douglas Howard. It's a fascinating story. He came up with this whole concept of balance of nature, and they said to me, Joe, you got to try Balance of Nature. And I'm like a real nutrient geek. You know, I really worry about what I eat. And that came from me having cancer in 1981, by the way. And, you know, Saturday Night Live, you know the story, right? God, thank God they gave me the Curate 10 years later. But once you get that C word, a big Al knows this, you watch yourself. You got to be careful on everything you eat. And they always tell you to eat the fruits and vegetables. This is me talking, not the folks at Balance of Nature, by the way. I'm telling you my personal story. But I like to have the what we call antioxidants inside your body, because that will indeed fight the cancer cells. And this is me talking. Now, going back to Dr. Douglas Howard, he comes up with this brilliant concept of fruits and vegetables in capsule form. I don't know how. Frankie's been telling me about it for the longest time. You get energy from that. I don't know how you get energy. I feel energized from it, Frankie Fibros. You feel the same way, right?
Oh, no doubt about it, because this is real nutrition, right? I mean, you picture 31 servings of fruits and vegetables and what that would do to you every day, and that's exactly what this does. And I've been hearing, since you and I have been talking about this, from some of our listeners that are skeptical, how can one product really do all those things? The best way that I can put people's fears at ease and put that cynicism at ease is to try it. Once you try Balance of Nature, you are going to see difference.
That's right. You got to do it. And here's the number for Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751. We made it easy for you so you could remember it, all right? 2468-751, 1-800. Now, if you use the promo code The Answer right now, you get 35% off your first month's supply, or go to balanceofnature.com. Please be sure to use the promo code The Answer. Good health, Al Gattulo. Good health is what?
Only a phone call away.
Balance of Nature, 800. You did an impression of me doing Bing Crosby. For good health.
Like it wasn't Larry King.
Don't, please don't, because I know you're going through it in a moment. Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751. Promo code, The Answer.
Eric Metaxas, a show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Jersey Joe on the radio, man. We're flying through this Thursday, baby. You got to stay with us. We love having you with us. And no matter what we say, please don't be offended. It's just we're trying to join together, put aside the divide, you know, and just we're all in this together. We come from the greatest country on planet Earth, the United States of America. We're in this together, and we're in a good spot, and we are doing good. And I want you to be patriotic, and I want you to believe in this country. And you know you love your brothers and your sisters, no matter what religion you are, no matter what sex you are. We don't care. We're all in this together, and everybody is too sensitive. But, you know, when you get into the politics of it all, man, you can't make it up. You just can't make it up. Let me run down these calls if I can. Guys, stay with me. Fran in the Bronx. Good morning, Fran. What's on your mind this morning?
Am I on, Joe?
You're on, baby. How you doing? Thanks for calling.
All right. Listen, I'm up in the Bronx in the Hunts Point Market. I went to school in Walton High School, and I had a black girlfriend. Her name was Mary Mims, and we used to call her M&M's, the chocolate-covered nut. Now, I'm calling you because on the internet, there's a something about Joy Behar, who at 29 years old was dressed up for Halloween as a black woman.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
She's dressed as a black woman, but because she's a Democrat, that's okay.
Yeah, yeah. You
not
know
everybody
what?
Else.
Yeah, yeah. It's it's a double standard. Fran, thank you for calling. And it's fun. And don't, I hope you don't get offended, because I'm going to let these calls go, because it's like, it's so true. If someone, they would call me a dago, a guinea, hey, you wop, you stupid. And I never got offended. And if you, especially if it was another Italian guy, you know what I mean? And if there's an Irish guy, you would do an Irish. But, you know, we're so sensitive now. But you know, and not that you have to be very careful in some, in more than some regard. Certainly in school, you have to be careful. But are we getting way, way, way too politically incorrect? Let me go to Dr. Anthony. Anthony, welcome back to the show. How you doing, my friend?
Great, Joe. How are you feeling?
Good, great, great. 1,000%. It's a balance of nature. You should try some. What's on your mind, Anthony?
Two things. One, on a lighter note, I called the Perillo office, and they sent me gorgeous catalogs on Italy, because we're thinking, my wife, myself, and my family going with you on the tour of Italy in October. But they didn't send us an itinerary of the October trip, so maybe they don't have it ready yet.
Yeah, no, they got it there. It should be right there online, Anthony. So we'll get it. I'll get it to you. We'll get it to you. Matter of fact, keep it. All right, we appreciate it. We'll get that right to you, because we got it all. And matter of fact, you'll hear when I read the ads exactly where we're going. You got to go to Italy. 888 Perillo. Hey, Phil in Westchester, what you doing, Phil? Good morning. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, I just realized it. I think this is the new baby generation, because the Italians, the Irish, they had all kinds of things against them when they came here. And now the blacks are going over something that was 200 years ago.
Well,
these people have no idea.
Phil, I hear what you're saying. And I have to tell you, at Phil's point, stay with me on this, and we're going to go to break in a little while. Phil, thank you for calling. The thing, when you're right, when my family came over from Italy, they were chastised, there was prejudice. And I told you this, when my father couldn't speak English, when he first went on the air, my father, when he first went to school, he couldn't speak English. They used to make fun of him when he was in school. And he would read the children's books. I told you the story time and time and again. A Jack and a Jill run up at the hill. Well, everybody laughed at him. My father loved the attention, but my grandmother goes to the principal. She ran over to the school. End of the day, you're making fun of my kid. He's got an accent. We're coming from another country. We're legal immigrants. You're making fun of us. The principal goes, you learn the language. You become an American. I'm like, Dad. Now, you couldn't say anything back then, and my people never did, and we just fought through the prejudice. Now, not to lose sight either of the lynchings of Italian Americans in New Orleans in 1862. They lynched. There was a police official killed. They blamed the Sicilian Americans. They hung them. There were like seven that they hung. And then Teddy Roosevelt, then president, goes, Teddy Roosevelt said, I believe Teddy was the president then. He goes, oh, they got what they deserved. And what did the Italians do? We just worked harder and never, never thought about it. But the fact of the matter is, you could never, through all of that, to draw an analogy to what the black Americans had to go through slavery. You can't understand it. And forgive me if I sound like a quote unquote bleeding heart, but you have to understand going through the slavery of that and of years and years in that. What I don't like is that when do you move on from that? And were you responsible for the slavery? Was I responsible? Was it for the, you know, it's like I don't blame when I go to New Orleans. I don't get mad at people in New Orleans because they killed Sicilian Americans because I, you know, they weren't even alive then. And I wasn't even alive then when there was slavery. So who do you blame? The fact of the matter is it time to move on? Yes. Is it time to stop using your race as an excuse? Yes. I think you're absolutely right. But you have to have compassion. You have to understand. And particularly, in my opinion, of people of color, because you don't know until you are there. Hey, we got Diego. Diego, how you doing, mama mia? Stay with me, Al. I'm trying to go through these calls. Diego, good morning. What's on your mind this morning, brother?
How you doing, Joe? Nice talking to you. Listen, I have a white hat that says Make America Great Again. So I think I'm a wizard for the Ku Klux Klan. They say we're all Klanners, you know, have these hats.
Diego, thank you. Yeah.
I also have a hat that says I'm proud to be an American with an American flag on, which I wear. I like my baseball caps. I'm also a retired civilian employee for the fire department, and I have a red hat that says FDNY retirees. So I might be mistaken for a racist for wearing that red hat.
Yeah,
do is I carry pepper spray in case they come after me. I'm 80 years old. I'm going to give it to them.
I'm not messing with you, Diego. I'm not messing with you, brother. I could tell. Let me go to Mark. Hey, Mark, how you doing this morning? Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Great. I'm Afrocentric. I'm an African American, Afrocentric history, whole nine. But I'm relatively successful. I'm a fan of Harlem. But this whole thing with the blackface and stuff, if it helps Trump, if it's good for the Republicans, then it's good. A notch in his belt. But on the other hand, I'll tell you the truth, when I first saw the picture, I thought it was funny. I looked right at the picture, I started laughing. So the sensitivity thing is really real because. Also, I like to use my imagination. We don't know, because he said they used to be called Coon.
Yeah.
We don't know, because the guy's holding a bear. We don't know if that's him getting along with the Ku Klux Klan. In other words, they friends. You know what I mean? We don't know what they did parody what they was doing. Yeah.
But you're not you're not offended by that, though, huh?
Okay, I'm glad you said that, because I did not go to sleep last night thinking, oh, this guy did a blackface. No, I ain't lose no sleep over it. No, not like that. Sensitivity thing is real.
Yeah, all right, man. Thank you for calling. Thanks for listening, Mark. We appreciate it. My goodness gracious, we have so many calls. 877-970-2999. Can we take one more, Frankie Fiberos? Can
no,
I do that?
No, gotta go.
We got to go. All right. So if you hold there, we'll kind of try to grab the calls. Let's go to Big Al, because he has the headline news live and local right here. Love you for calling. We'll talk it out, man, because you know what? We're all in this together. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what you believe in or don't believe in. I love you, and we're going to put aside the divide. At least we'll do it right here on the radio show, all right? 877-970-2999. Big Al standing by. 838. Yeah, we're running late. Here we go. Al's got the news live and local on AM 970. The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970.
The Answer.
40 degrees at 8:38. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. New Jersey, ready to expand paid family leave. The program has been around for a decade, but not many people take advantage of it because payouts were too low for people to live on, and it only applied to specific situations. Under a new bill expected to be signed by Governor Murphy, benefits would double from 6 to 12 weeks, and weekly payments would increase from about $600 to just over $800 a week. The heat just keeps on coming. Scientists announced yesterday that 2018 was the fourth hottest year on record. The hottest was 2015, followed by 2016 and 2017. NASA says worldwide temperatures last year were 1.5 degrees Fahrenheit above the average from 1951 to 1980. Scientists say unusual heat in the western United States last year contributed to a disastrous wildfire season that killed dozens. Wildfires did $24 billion in damage, making 2018 the most expensive wildfire season ever. In sports, Nets took a 21-point lead into the fourth quarter, held off the Nuggets 135-130. Tony D'Angelo with the deciding shootout goal as the Rangers rallied past the Bruins 4-3. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Let's go to the L train. Delays with some ongoing signal problems. PATH trains delays Newark to World Trade. And that's all due to some ongoing equipment problems. Let's take a ride and see what's happening. Inbound GWB 15, Lincoln 30. And it looks like the outbound side of the GWB, we're also seeing some delays as well. The inbound side of the Holland Tunnel, that's 35 to 40. Stop and go traffic on the Garden State Parkway south at 159. Accident right on that ramp getting in towards Saddlebrook, and expect some slowdowns as you head to the Verrazano Bridge upper level, getting right into Brooklyn. It looks like a disabled vehicle was just cleared away. West Street south at 12th, watch out for an accident, and traffic is still moving slowly on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound out through the Verrazano because of the earlier stalled car. Let's see what's happening with the weather. Cloudy today with a high of 47. Tomorrow morning showers and clearing, high of 55. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Here's the gal, the goddess of the Gowanus, as Frankie Five Boroughs calls Debbie Duhame. Thank you, Debbie. 20 minutes before 9 o'clock, I see the phone calls. We're going to go to Kevin McCullough when we come back, and we're going to allow you. We welcome your calls, 877-970-2999. But I have to tell you about Valentine's Day, all right? You always think, what's the best gift? What can you do? I mean, you rack your brain, right? Trying to go to, I did the same thing. You know what I always do? You got to go to Shari's Berries. You have got to check this out. You can never, ever go wrong with their signature dip Valentine's strawberries. You forget about it. Remember, we were the week before last, they sent some flowers. I'm going to tell you how you can get the whole package. And they sent some Shari's berries. You hear the in my voice. Topped with decadent toppings, strawberries, chocolate chips, heart and glitter sprinkles, dipped in milk, dark and white chocolatey goodness for any discerning palate. She will fall in love with every bite. And you know what? Shari's berries arrive fresh with a 100% Shari's berries guarantee. And you can ship them anywhere in the country. Now, look, Valentine's Day, it's, you know what I'm saying? It's time. Are you getting late? It is time to order, because Valentine's Day is like next week already. Send her the Valentine's gift of her dreams at the price of your dreams, starting at just $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Plus, order now. Make this Valentine's really special by adding and doing what I did, a dozen red roses for just $19.99 more. Shipped with your Shari's berries at no extra charge. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and enter my code Piscopo at checkout. All right, it's berries.com. Berries.com. Click the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. It's exactly what I did. You enter that code Piscopo.
Sponsored by Edible Arrangements. This Valentine's Day, Edible Arrangements remind you to show you care with fresh strawberries, hand-dipped in delectable chocolate or with one of their signature arrangements. When you feel love, share love. Visit your local edible store or edible.com to order today. Available for pickup or delivery.
Lowe's knows you're the deal hunter who does it right to save on new appliances. We do it right, too, by saving you $600 on a GE stackable front-load washer and dryer pair with Steam Clean. And when you use your Lowe's Advantage card, save 5% every day or ask for 12-month special financing on appliance purchases of $299 or more. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 227. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Cannot be combined with other credit offers. Minimum purchase required. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
This is Dennis Prager inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour, a tour of the key sites and places to give you an unprecedented view of a world you've likely only read or heard about. Come home inspired by the experience. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. We'll be together in the comfort and safety of luxurious accommodations. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com.
Hey, it's 8:43 with Joe on the radio. If you're planning an engagement party or a wedding, a corporate event, birthday or anniversary party, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, please consider having it on a luxury private yacht. It's what we do when we do the schmooze cruise, and all of the folks that are family that come on the show to advertise for you with their wonderful products, we call France Touch of Class. And then we go to Captain Fred, and we get on the Atlantis, and we have the time of our life. Your guests are going to be so impressed. The memory will last a lifetime. Let Francesca find you the yacht, yes, yacht, that's best for your event. You know, she has yachts that can accommodate 2 to over 1,000. Guests can board at convenient locations throughout the whole metropolitan area. Private yacht, not in your budget? How about a private deck charter? Fran's yachts are fully insured and Coast Guard certified. Visit Fran's Touch of Class. You see the range of yachts in her fleet. Then give Fran a call. She's just so nice. She greets us when we come on the yacht. It's just beautiful. And Fran will fill you in, by the way, on what yachts will be best for you, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you details of the services provided. Talk to Fran today about adding that extra touch of class to your event. 212-385-9400. 212-385-9400. Or FransTouchOfClass.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio. It's 8:45 right now. Kevin McCullough is a radio talk show host, heard every afternoon, 5 p.m. right here on The Answer. You see him on Fox News all the time. Hey, Kevin, man, we haven't caught up with you in a while. I see you in the hallways, so thanks for joining us this morning. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, but I am trying to figure out a puzzle here, Joe. I was listening to Sherry Bear's and I'm like,
yeah. Thank
well,
you.
Does he do that for Dr. Z, or does he do that for Carol? Who gets the berries? Who gets the flowers? Do they all get everything? Like, what's the deal there?
My mom. It's always like, hey, am I right or wrong? Huh? You got to go to the number one woman in your life.
Wrong. I mean, yeah. God rest mom, my mom's soul. She passed when I was 17. But yeah, absolutely, mom's number one.
You got to do that. Hey, Kevin, so give us a break. First of all, on this racial divide that we're talking about, that seems to be created, the last 8 years under Barack Obama. That's just me saying that. It was worse, through that administration than I experienced in the 1960s. And now we're where we are. Blackface this, doing this. And now people are calling saying everybody's got to relax. I mean, what's your take on this whole thing, Mr. McCullough?
Well, you know what's really interesting about that, Joe, and it's good that you're talking about it because there should be more discussion of this. The president had a hugely successful State of the Union when audiences that listen and watch CBS and CNN, who are two of the more unfriendly networks to him, strongly approve of what he talks about in the 70% margin range. You know that he's on the right track, but he talked about things that people of color care about. He talked about prison reform. He talked about First Step Act. He talked about the success he's had with those. He talked about job creation in minority communities. A lot of people don't know this. 2 months before the shutdown, his approval rating with Latinos was running around 33%. He was in the low 30s. He is now, after the shutdown and after all the discussion of the wall and how xenophobic that supposedly was and everything, he's now at 51% with Latinos. We're talking about a truly bipartisan president that's trying to reach every single person and lift every single person up to a better place. And what's the other side doing? Still trying to divide, still trying to put people in different corners and say, well, if you're really a Democrat, if you're really an African American, you have to vote Democrat. If you're really truly a Latino, you have to vote with, the Democratic Party because they'll give you the handouts. And I just don't think that people are buying it anymore. I think people, Joe, I think they prefer jobs and wages to identity politics. And I think that Trump has broken through in a way that no president has been able to before him.
Yeah, you're so right, Kevin. So I got to tell you, man, I'm reading the question. Frank sent me some questions. He's such He is such an instigator, Marano. You know, look at him. Look at him saying that. He's saying about.
I can only imagine what's on the list.
No, I'm saying it. First of all, and forgive me, and I'm not. I don't want to get you in trouble. Do you think your wife is listening, Kevin, as we speak? Do you think?
The likelihood that she is very low. She doesn't have online.
So you dated Ann Coulter, man. I
didn't know. That's an exaggeration. I went out on a date with Ann Coulter.
You went out with Ann Coulter, and you seem like such a docile guy. Ann in person one on one seems nice. What the heck was that like? Can we just break off of politics for a second and be really gossipy about this? Come on.
Well, I don't think that I would same thing. I wouldn't say if Ann was sitting there. So the late Barbara Olson set us up on a blind date.
Ah.
And Barbara Olson, of course, died in 9/11 and the plane that went into the Pentagon.
But back
in the day, she and Ann were doing the show that I was working on a lot. And Barbara just thought that the two of us would make an interesting evening. So she set it up. In fact, it was my only second trip to New York City, and I came just to take Ann out. We spent the afternoon kind of shopping in Chinatown and just kind of walking around. And then that night I took her to a steak place. And then after dinner was really kind of the coolest part of the whole night, because she had a bunch of secret conservative friends that all met together at the Beekman Towers. Do you know where those are, just north of the UN? There used to be a restaurant
at the
top of the towers. Okay.
Yep.
So up there, there was this covert band of conservatives. One of them was like the lead attorney for the Teamsters Union. And if he had ever been like found out as being a conservative Republican, they would have like niced him. And there was like a retired Broadway star that nobody ever knew. She had been a conservative. And there were other writers and some other people around the table. So we're meeting with this like group of hush-hush. Nobody knows that they're there. And so I got to tell you, my first exposure to Broadway talent, we were sitting there telling these stories. I'm mostly just listening because it's fascinating hearing all these New Yorkers talk back and forth. And the older woman, whose name I cannot remember, but she was a retired Broadway star. She was probably in her late 70s, probably that night. And just very, very quick, witted, so forth. When I started counting, which was probably an hour into our time being there, until we left and we shut the place down at like 4 a.m.
Wow.
From the time I started counting, the lady had 16 martinis. She was 5'8", like maybe 95 pounds soaking wet, and she just kept them coming all night. And you would never have known. I think she walked home that morning. We all left. It was quite a bizarre evening. But that was.
Happened after that? Nothing happened with you and Ann, huh? Just curious.
No, you know, I came away from there going, I don't think that's a good match.
Yeah, after all that. Hey, Kevin, by the way, and you're great with John Catsimatidis on Cats at Night.
Thank you.
You know what? By the way, and we'll let you go, man, and we'll be listening at 5 o'clock today, Kevin McCullough. How great is Harris Faulkner on Fox? I love Harris. I mean, you're great with her on Fox, by the way.
Thank you. Harris is one of my favorite people on planet Earth, and I think that what she has done with that 1 o'clock hour, if people know anything, this is really kind of inside the industry, but people that know anything about ratings, Megyn Kelly, when she was on daytime, used to do 1 to 3. She was the only talent on Fox that had 2 hours solo. The ratings have not been as good since Megyn Kelly left and all the people that replaced her. When Harris took over the 1 o'clock hour, she propelled that hour to being number one. Wow. She surpassed all other ratings. She is the number one show on all of cable television in that hour on the number one channel at 1 o'clock. So I hashtagged for her, number one. At one, on one, and that's Harris Faulkner. She's just a real pro. And the thing that she's good at, the way Megyn was, is you don't know whose side she's on. When she does a debate, she asks tough questions of both sides and expects you to have your facts straight when you answer her. And that's what makes her a really great journalist.
And she's a sweetheart. Hey, Kevin, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for jumping on this morning. All right.
Glad we could share the Ann Coulter date story.
Blame Frank, all right? Blame Frank. Thank you. Thanks, Kevin. Talk to you and listening at 5. 8:52. But Kevin McCullough and Ann Coulter, you know, Deb, it's like, wow. I mean, that there's a night. There's a night, huh? You wouldn't think. Hey, Debbie, it's 8:52. Traffic on a Thursday in New York. Give it to us, girl. How we doing?
I'll tell you what's happening right now, Joe. We're going to head to the inbound GWB, still about 20 minutes getting into town. The outbound side, lower level, it's an accident. Lincoln Tunnel 30, Holland still about 35 to 40. Watch out for this accident over on Jericho Turnpike getting out through Huntington, everything closed. And the Garden State Parkway south of 159, it's an accident in the process of being cleared. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Ever wonder what the real story is behind a headline-making legal case or the reasons for a judge's decision? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews with those who make the laws and those who protect your rights through the rule of law. Tom asks the questions, and you get to hear the revealing answers. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Megan from California said this about Relief Factor.
I've been using Relief Factor for a little bit over a month. It's a 34-year-old woman that has been in a car accident. I suffered from severe neck pain, shooting pain down my arms and legs that would often cause me to limp. At one point, I was going to a chiropractor and an acupuncturist 6 times a week. I noticed visible improvement within 2 days of taking your product, Relief Factor, and it has really, truly changed my life.
The 3-week quick start is just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day for pain relief, less than a cup of coffee a day. What do you have to lose except possibly your inflammation? Just go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 5 minutes before 9 o'clock. Joe Lumberg's coming up with the weather. And yes, I see your phone calls, 877-970-2999. But I did want to tell you, if I may, about Parian and Sons. You want great gifts? You go to Parian and Sons for some great gift-giving ideas. Parian and Sons, you know, they've been around for like 98 years. You believe that? They've been in Jersey that long? I went out to Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, and I met the Parian family. Glenn was there and Katie Maria, and they walked me through all the beautiful fine jewelry that they have. If you're thinking about something really special on Valentine's Day, we invite you to go to Parian and Sons. Jewelry, watches, diamond engagement rings, necklaces, bracelets, earrings, right? Top designers like Charles Kripel and A-Link. Watches by Ebel and Oris. Parian and Sons are real jewelers. They repair, by the way. They restore. They'll make your old tire jewelry look brand spanking new. I tell you that every time. I tell you about Parian and Sons. And if you are getting engaged, Parian and Sons will walk you through the 4 C's when you buy a diamond like no other jeweler. For a Valentine's Day, she will remember. Please visit Parian and Sons right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Ask for Glenn. Tell him you heard it on the Piscopo Show. What could you do for me, Glenn? And you're going to be amazed at the beautiful jewelry at Parian and Sons. Or you can start here, please, ParianDiamonds.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Joe Lumberg is our marathon man, meteorologist from the Weather Answer Desk. Good morning, Joe. How you doing this morning?
Doing just fine, Joe. How are you?
Good, good. We're up and we're at 'em. Having fun, trying to make sense of a crazy world, Joey. You know what I'm saying?
It is crazy. I
know. Now, weather-wise, it's such a cuckoo day. Not so bad today, though. The rain stopped. How are we looking for the rest of the day there,
Joe? Just kind of cloudy all day today. I mean, the sky will brighten every now and then, but that's about the sum total of it. It's cloudy, 47. Get some rain tonight into early tomorrow, but then a front comes through, dries things out. So for the rest of Friday, Saturday, Sunday, no precip. It's just going to turn colder. Our spike in warmth is going to be lunchtime tomorrow. Then after that, it's all downhill from there for the weekend.
And getting freezing next week, Joey. It's going to be cold.
In fact, you know, we might have to deal with a little snow at some point next week.
All right. But 30s you're talking about, right?
Yeah, 30s. That's better than the teens and minus 5 wind chills and stuff.
Yeah, 30s we can deal with. It's the
We have seen the coldest the winter will offer this year.
Bingo. And you're hearing it from Joe Lundberg on the Piscopo Show. Thank you, Joe. Because you know what? You know, you're never wrong, Joey. You're never wrong. And we appreciate it, Joe.
I put a smile on somebody's face with that statement.
Yeah, man. We saw the worst of the cold. I love that. Thank you, Joe. Hey, the one, the only, the legend, Alan Alda will join us. Legendary actor. You know, he's hosting a podcast called Clear and Vivid with Alan Alda. Immense respect and love for Alan Alda. Proud to tell you he's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. And your phone calls always, and I apologize. Maybe right after the news I could grab a couple, okay? 877-970-2999. Radio Piscopo, live from New York City.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
41 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The NYPD threatening legal action against Google over its police feature on its Waze app. In a cease and desist letter, the NYPD demands Google immediately remove the feature that shares the location of DWI checkpoints. NYPD officials say revealing DWI checkpoint locations encourages reckless driving while permitting impaired drivers to break the law. Google has said it stands by its app features, saying informing drivers helps them make safer decisions on the road. A Hudson County OBGYN slamming new HPV home tests, saying they give women a false sense of their cervical cancer risk and could prevent them from coming in for a pap smear. Dr. Natasha Chin says it's important for women to be screened for cervical cancer because 12,000 cases are diagnosed each year.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.